Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's going on, guys? If you're wondering what the hell is he doing, talking to us through his vehicle, they're doing the podcast there? No. Unfortunately, we had a lot of hiccups on this episode. First of all, I want to apologize to 3 Bat Productions. Great interview, man. Great interview, but Murphy's Law, what can go wrong can go really wrong. The first 5 minutes of the podcast or 6 minutes of the podcast, our mics weren't working. And by the grace of God, with the great fans that we have, let us know that the sound wasn't working. We fixed the issue. On top of that, probably about 20, maybe 32 minutes into the podcast, the power goes out. So we had to have a quick pause in between the whole episode. So, like I said, we actually recapped everything back. We were able to go back live again. Any of you are listening to this or watching this video, once again, I do apologize to 3 Bat Productions. Also to our fans, I appreciate you putting up with our mistakes, but that's what happens with a live show, guys. It could be good, it could be bad. It all depends how the podcast gods are with us that night. But I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for subscribing, following, and sharing. And let's get the show started.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight up Grayskull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGB and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Ooh Podcast. Let's get into it.
Everybody remembers what happened in 2008, right? The economy collapsed.
Right.
A lot of major retail boxes were closing down. Mm-hmm. We were managing a national shopping center in Brownsville, anchored by Circuit City, right? Oh, everybody remembers that red, what is it? It was like a red plug entryway there. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they were anchoring Bed Bath & Beyond, Party City, Men's Warehouse, and Shoe Carnival, right? Mm-hmm. Brownsville was growing to the north side, you know, in 2008. And
right.
We had the opportunity to play part in that development.
Right.
Driving back from Bastrop, Texas, we were going to duplicate this plaza over there.
I got it.
And in 2008, driving back with my friend Richard Hope, we hear on the radio that Circuit City was closing its doors nationwide, 2,000 stores.
Oh, shoot. Hey, I remember Circuit City, man. That was a great place to shop, bro. Right?
And across the street from us sits Best Buy. Right? So we had Circuit City, they had Best Buy. And we used Circuit City, right? And we knew that was the end of a great thing that we had. Right? And sure enough, just months later, we lose the plaza. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that once you lose the anchor to a national retail plaza,
right,
the rest of the boxes go already for you.
Right.
Until you replace the anchor.
Mm-hmm.
But we have 38,000 square feet of prime development.
Mm-hmm.
With the economy upside down. Mm-hmm. Nobody was going to rent that, right? So it was going to get foreclosed. We knew that was coming. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had an extra month of that building, empty building.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do with it.
Right? Oh, shoot.
And my kids would go in there and ride the bike in the AC, have the lights on. We didn't know what to do. I would sit there.
I bet you they had the time of their life, man.
Yeah,
all that they, open space.
No idea. All the stars on,
okay.
And I would just sit there and just wonder what I was going to do. Right.
Right.
And the great.
Go ahead.
Duro Perez, better known as El Pistón. I don't know if you guys remember. The late Arturo Perez El Pistón, my uncle, right? He had been doing wrestling events in Brownsville, down Military Highway in Arena, Mexico, for many years, right? He wasn't a fan. He was a fanatic.
Okay.
He liked to really get in there, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
If he jumped in the ring and if he would participate with the wrestlers, he was the happiest man.
That's right? Awesome. So, that's awesome.
I reached out to him, right? I'm in the hole. Uh-huh. You know, I have this building and I want to do a wrestling event, right? And I have been involved in pro baseball with the Texas Louisiana League in many levels.
Right.
So I knew about advertisement, promotions, marketing.
Right, right.
You know, but you know, that was his town, right? His father. Mm-hmm. And he had been doing small shows throughout the year. So I reached out to him and I said, I remember meeting Blue Demo one time, you know, and
wow,
many years ago. And you think he'll answer my call if I ask him to come down here, you know? Yeah. Almost a lovely, you know, let's call him up. And so he did, and we had our budget to do that first event was a number less than one.
Okay.
We're broke.
Right, I got you. Yeah.
Broke.
Right? Okay.
And we were losing everything. I mean, we were on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so Blue Demo, not only being a great wrestler, right, he's a great man.
Right.
You know, I have my highest respect for Blue Demo.
Right, right.
And he's my padrino in the wrestling world.
Right, yeah.
I asked him to come down here without a budget,
right?
You know, just a dream. Had a ring, had the chairs, and I had a building.
There you go.
That's it.
Right, right.
Right. So, on good faith, he said, "Let's do it."
Wow.
I'll help you out. So he gave us a cost, right,
for mm-hmm.
his cart.
Right.
And he says, "But the only problem is, who am I gonna go up against, right?"
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Okay, well, that's a problem, right? It's not gonna be me." it's not gonna be me.
It might have to be.
So, it might have to be.
I ran the risk that it could have been me. But in Brownsville, there was this wrestler, Golden King, right?
Okay.
A big name in Brownsville. Great guy, just mm-hmm. a great guy. He's all heart. Passionate.
Right.
His son, actually, Golden King's son, is one of our biggest fans.
All right.
He goes to
the radio.
Yeah, he was on the radio. He's a great, great kid. And I says, "Hey, man, how would you like to come in and wrestle against Blue Demon?"
Holy crap.
He started doing push-ups right away, right?
Right.
So yeah, he says yes. Yeah. So you mm-hmm. know, a matchup that we just developed just out of the blue, right? And so Blue Demon says, "Hey, you know what? The cost is going to be this much. I know you guys don't have the money. You guys don't have the budget. So just pray that you sell tickets,
right?
And then the first money that comes in, pay us off, and then the rest is yours, right?
Right.
Well." The minute we hung up, I went to work and started printing out tickets and flyers, and I'm walking the streets and I'm just passing them out everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't sell a ticket, you know? Just, it was not worth it.
The hustle, yeah, the hustle.
I was hustling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you,
And I was like, how am I going to pay for this, right? Blue Demon's going to come over here and just kill him.
I guess you are going to have to pay some money.
I'm like, oh, man. So, he was a real nail biter, right? And that morning when we started setting up the chairs and putting everything together, people just started lining up. You know, like a true act of God, for real. People just started lining up. And if you guys know that shopping center, there's a hotel that sits way in the back, right? Like 10 acres behind, right? So far. And people just started lining up, passing Bed Bath & Beyond and Party City, and it just went endless, right? I was like, what's going on, man? You know, real fans, right? They just came out of nowhere. And I started selling tickets like they were hotcakes, man. Just selling tickets. Got everybody in. I was able to satisfy the fee to pay, right? And we did really well that night. This was early 2008. It was called Boulder Bash, right? We realized that there was a real need for entertainment in Brownsville.
Right. Yeah.
The economy was upside down. It was just the whole nation was going
through a lot. Yeah.
This brought a little bit of joy, a little bit of entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. Affordable. Okay. It should be a big name like Good Animal.
Nuts, man.
And,
that's nuts.
When the people came in, I realized that this was something to say. And it had to say.
Right.
And what
year is this again?
2008.
2008, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Late 2008, mm-hmm. 2009. Hollowmania came out of that.
Okay.
It wasn't even called Three Bad yet.
Right? Okay.
I just said, Border Bash, and we go and start fighting each other.
Right.
Just know I don't got insurance, but go ahead. Beat the crap out of
go. Right, just go. I didn't know much about the sport. I was a fan.
Mm-hmm.
My passion was baseball, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's sponsorship.
Exactly.
And organizing, right?
Right.
So I was able to make that happen. Luckily, right, and I had just great support from Brownsville. They really showed, you know, great heart and spirit, mm-hmm, right, with us.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, that's when Three Bat started.
Was born. There you go.
Right, nice. And then in October of 2009, by then I had already lost the car.
Right,
it was gone. It just belonged to somebody else.
Right.
And so we moved it to the Jacob Brown Auditorium.
Okay,
it's at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrated Hollowmania there.
All right.
In 2009, Hollowmania 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Santo came to do Hollowmania 1.
Holy moly, dude.
Right? Wow. So now I have Blue M1.
Jesus. Blue M1. You got the tag team right there, bro.
Right? Blue Devil starting Brownsville, right? And then Santo starting Hollowmania with Three Bad, right?
So Jesus.
Who's the founder?
Yeah.
Right.
To me, honestly, when you're telling that story, it pretty much seems like Blue Demon pretty much gave you la patada, like what they say.
Pretty much kicked
you in gear. Like, let's go. Let's make it happen.
Right.
He must have seen a gold mine in the area. Look, is open.
Desperate measures,
yeah.
Sure, man.
Yeah, for real.
We took it to the extreme, and so Santo came in. I had no idea who Santo was. In person, right?
I
haven't seen him on TV.
Movies.
I had to go and pick him up. Funny story, real quick. I had to pick him up at the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I drive to Harlingen, and I park the car, and I get off, and I'm looking for him, right? I don't know what he looks like, right? I'm looking for him. I'm thinking this guy is sitting down with the cape and the.
I'm walking.
I'm looking for somebody being 6'3", 6'4", 240.
Big son of a gun. Yeah, I got you.
And then I see this man, like, just sitting down, nice suit, right? And he sees me that, you know, I was just walking by several times. And then he just stops. There's the man. Huh? Oh.
He was already all mad because I couldn't find him.
Time out. Hold on. This gentleman, that, I mean, history known that he always wore a mask. You saw him without?
Yeah.
You son of a gun, dude. Are you serious?
You looked into the face of someone.
Oh, my God. You looked into the face of God.
It almost felt like that.
Holy moly.
It was just a long drive back from Brownsville to Brownsville. Just you know, getting to know each other. Great man, man. Santo, he's a true...
There's only a few. Only a few that are selected to see that.
Yeah.
One thing about him, that in the shows, I kid you not, he was his mask all the way from beginning to the end. Basically, I've also seen him. It depends who he trusts.
Right.
Because one time we had a show with him that I did. And they told me, hey, man, we're going to go to Hotel Ayamacana, because he always stayed at the hotel right there, right next to the mall.
Okay, right.
So I'm like, okay, I parked right there, and I'm like, and I, same thing. I expected, you know. And I walk in, and I'm like, okay, the only way I'm going to recognize this guy is because...
Camera angles. No, camera knows. All camera angles.
Because of his mask. Right. He always wore the open one. And I'm like, hey, Lola said, I'm like, okay. I'm like... This guy just got a mask, and I'm like, Mando's
probably way bigger than him.
Taller than Kirsty.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's it. But the issue is, okay, he's a small frame man, right? But when he puts that mask on,
right,
is greater than life.
Dude, yeah. When
he walks out and gets in the ring, okay, his presence, right?
Yes.
It's breathtaking, man. It's remarkable.
Right.
You see it, and you're like, oh. And you're thinking, I just picked you up, dude, from the airport. I don't know who you are. But then when you see him, right, and he goes into the ropes and brings in the cake, you're like,
He had a waiting to exhale moment right there, right?
Yes, he did. And so then the battle, that started everything. Right,
dude.
Three bad, just took off running.
Wow, right? Man.
Blue Demon, and then Santo. Right.
So
then Hollowmania 2 comes around. Remember, Hollowmania was just once a year,
right?
In October, right?
Right.
So we had to wait a whole year for the next show,
right?
Right. And so Hollowmania 2 comes in, right? And Demon says, "Hey, I'm going back." Right. So Hollowmania 2 comes in, and Demon comes back. Right,
bro.
And now it's personal. Right now, everyone's just like, "Hey, man." So
that's awesome, bro.
Yeah. So it just started growing. So I have a conversation with them and about this, right?
Right.
He started me, but Santo starts three back, right? But Demon started my wrestling career.
Right.
And so I told them, "Hey, well." What did we face them in Santo?
Oh my God.
And the winner takes bragging.
Bragging rights. Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Are you serious?
He's like, that would never happen. Shut up.
Vicente, guys, a saludo, three back productions. There you go. Pretty bad right there, right up on top, man.
Vicente.
Yeah.
Vicente. I was afraid them was going to slap me, right, when I brought that up, right? He said, "Ah, man, there's been very, very few times, right?
No kidding.
That we match each other, even tag team,
right?
It's very rare,
mm-hmm.
right? But I didn't want tag team.
Yeah,
I wanted one-on-one,
right?
And so I wanted something that was almost impossible, and then I wanted it in Brownsville."
Oh, dude, that would have been nuts.
It doesn't even happen in Mexico City, dude, right?
It's only happened, I think, twice or one time.
But in the States.
In the States, never.
Right?
Yeah,
And then here's this guy, three bat, you know, fairly new in the sport.
Right.
Then one looks at me, he's like, "Look, man, I'm all for it."
Mm-hmm.
Shook my hand. He goes,
"Dude.
But if you can make it happen, if you can convince him, right? I'm in."
Bro. Lord of the Rings moment right there.
I was like, what? So
that's nuts, dude.
This was Hollowmania 2, okay? And that happened
in Hollowmania 5 when we finally agreed, right, to do Santo Blue Demon. One-on-one, right? It was the biggest, greatest thing that ever happened, okay, in Brownsville sports of wrestling, right?
Yeah.
So that night was just, it was dynamite, right? The energy level.
Right, right.
The Jacob Brown out of tournament was lit, mm-hmm. right? It was a complete sellout, right? I remember Jorge, I've known Jorge since we were kids, mm-hmm. right? And he was a fan. He wouldn't miss it for the world. He would sit row one right there just watching the show, right?
Yeah.
And he got to enjoy that event, but I was still working, mm-hmm. right? So Jorge got to see it. And after that night, how can I make it better for Hollowmania 6, right? I mean, might as well just retire after that, right?
The only name,
how can you make it better?
The only name that I haven't heard come out of your mouth yet, because you already got Santo already. You got Blue. The only third person in the map is...
Don't even say it. He gets better. And it's coming.
Mil Máscaras.
No.
I mean,
it was impossible.
But after Hollowmania 5, I reached out to him, right? And I had a sit down with him. And I mean, like I said, man, we're just brothers from another mother, right?
Right, right.
And I told Jorge, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting out of control.
Really, you think?
I can't, man. I have a real job. You have a real job. I mean, I'm like, I need help, right? And Jorge, he thought about it, you know, for a couple of seconds.
Right.
You know, and Nicky says, really, man? Yeah. I'm in.
Wow.
So I brought Jorge in.
Right.
And bringing Jorge in, it was like three battles reborn. Mm-hmm. A different level of energy came in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy, he's a perfectionist. Okay. Jorge is dad. In the wrestling.
There you go. There you go. Right? There you go.
Yeah, I'm in trouble all the time. I'm like, man, why did I bring this guy? There's so many pictures
like this with me, right?
What did you do then, right?
But there has to be a reason, right? Right, Jorge, there has to be a reason why.
You said it right. I'm a perfectionist. I've changed.
I give him plenty of reasons to get out of here.
Good.
And
go to the next time, we're going to the ring.
Yeah. Oh, they've asked us to it. And don't count that off. Might just happen one of these days. Oh, right?
I won't hold my breath for that one.
Fair match, right?
I'll come out of retirement to be the referee.
Different weight classes, though. Way different weight classes. And so.
But we're bringing a steak.
So, what he comes in and. It just keeps going and going and getting bigger and getting bigger and getting bigger. So then we start bringing, we didn't want to wait a whole year.
Right.
Okay, to do it again. And so Spring Break Brawl is born. Okay,
right.
To celebrate, you know, in March. And then Sissy and Summer Bash in the summer, mm-hmm. right? So now we were doing continuous wrestling events throughout the year, keeping our fans happy and our sponsors happy, right? And but that was adding more stress and more right. stress and, you know, getting busier and busier.
More money, more problems, my man.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't do it for the money.
Right, no.
If not, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I hear you.
It's entertainment.
Yes.
It's good for the community.
Yeah, that's what our number one thing is. We need events in Brownsville. That's how we started.
That's the main idea. Right.
The smiles that it brings to people.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, just you guys talking about that. I mean, 2008. I mean, what the hell was I doing in 2008?
We need months of podcasts so we can tell you the
whole story. Well, that's why we've come to the decision, Chewy and I, that every third week of the month we have 3BAT Production, you know, sending us somebody from their promotion to talk to us, you know,
yeah.
and give us the whole insides and stuff like that. So yeah.
And as the years went by and our fan base grew and our sponsorship, you know, grew, We're running out of time. We're running, you know, the next event was just coming in around the corner. And Valde stepped in. And Valde played a huge role, you mm-hmm. know, in keeping us together and doing a lot of the legwork, you know, that he does. And so we just became a group, you know, doing this thing.
Right.
We're firm believers that in order to grow, you have to spread.
Yep.
You cannot do it by yourself. You can try, mm-hmm. and it's been done before, but it applies a great level of stress, right? And so having Jorge on board, having Valde on board, right, it just mm-hmm. took it to the next level. Right? And then this guy over here comes in, and he steals the show. We thought we were the show.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying right here. No, they're gonna Armando Alvarado. Just let's go. No.
This guy.
Hey, it's not about me.
This guy comes in, and our fan base just fell in love with him, and he steals the show every time he comes in. You know,
he does the same thing here.
He's a real firecracker. Yeah. But that's a three battle.
All right, man. That's freaking awesome. I mean, just alone having you talk about the way it started, bro, and to have that, como dice la patada, yeah, to get you going, bro. That's nuts. So
when I see them on, and it's like, man, it takes me back, right? Like mm-hmm. I have nothing but respect and love for that man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a true man, you know. And if he's watching, you know, them on saludos, he's just a great man.
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
It's become a family tradition to a lot of people. There's Dos Costuras is one of our wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him as a kid coming to buy tickets to our show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professional wrestler now.
Jesus Christ.
One of our talents.
Yeah, we've started a lot of talent in Brownsville. There's a lot of talent down here. There really is.
Mm-hmm.
They just need that push.
All right.
And we have been able to provide that for them, mm-hmm. you know, at the local, you know, level. And definitely taking off with it.
Right.
They become great names, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll be knocking on our door. Hey, just give me a chance to get out there.
Yeah.
Care of the story, Sammy Guevara.
That's another big one. That's another big one.
Young guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, coming in.
He came and knocked and offered his service. One condition, put me in a match with Rey Mysterio.
Vámonos, Chulo.
Yeah, that was his amazing. And we've been trying to bring him for several years.
Right.
For one reason or the other, we couldn't. And then finally able to bring him.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. And
he took off.
Yeah, he did.
Now, George, take us through the story when he comes up to you and asks you, hey, I got this idea before this, when Three Bats forming. What were your reaction to that?
We would go as to support him and have fun.
Right.
We would buy 20, 30 tickets. Like I would get a group of friends, family and friends, and we would always go and support them. But it was only like, it was a hobby back then.
Yeah,
right now it's work.
It's
yeah,
it's not real.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's like we grew and it's gotten to a point where it's I consider it work.
It's work.
But yeah, but
right. Mondo pulls up right now. I'm on the phone call. Wrestling.
Okay.
And Jorge's got his portfolio out with the flashlight. We're looking at numbers and contacting people. It doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't. If you want to succeed in something that you treasure, something that you wanted to grow, you got to be constantly. It's the hustle, like back in the day.
Especially if it's growing.
Exactly. It's growing.
But we were starting. The thing was that he started and it was high. The first event was a big event. It's not like it was only local wrestlers or anything like that. It's like he said, it was through them.
It was international.
Yeah, so we're always thinking, who are we bringing? Right. What are we doing?
It was a blessing, right? But I started off with the bar too high.
Too high, yeah, that's right.
I couldn't bring a lower card down, right?
Right.
So how do you get bigger than that?
Yeah, you kind of did set the bar a little too high.
What do you do now? You're in trouble now.
That's when we talk about a lineup for Hallomania, because that's our baby.
Right.
When we talk about a lineup, he's like, well, we need something better, something bigger.
It's like us last year
you told me that. Yeah. It's like
us trying to bring a Joe Rogan on the freaking program. Like, we'll start with Joe Rogan, the first guest. Whoa, you already saved the bar too high.
Yeah. I mean, we have seen this develop and just grow every year, and it gets bigger and bigger, and our fan base just keeps growing, right?
We keep asking for more.
Yeah, they expect more. Yeah, they want us to do this every week.
Right.
If we could. It's a lot of work putting something like this together. It really is.
Yeah.
But, you know, having this man and having Jorge, you know, and having great, you know, friends, supporters.
The staff is very important.
It's the only way to make it happen.
Right.
Collaboration from everybody.
Right.
And it takes a lot of work, but we try to make it fun, not only for the fans, but ourselves too, right? The setting up of the ring, right? The taking down. Jorge and I, it's just funny. When we first started, and we don't do this no more, right? Because now we have kids to do it. But when we started, Jorge and I were night walkers, okay? In the middle of the night, passing out flyers. Going to parking lots,
apartment complexes.
That was you.
Yeah, I know. For some of you guys,
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, bro. I am so sorry. I don't know what we had a blackout for, like at least 2-3 minutes. We lost. I don't know how long.
It's just snowstorm.
Yeah, turn that way. Yeah. You know, I want you to camera this. You won't see the itty bitty thing. But we are back with Three Pack Productions, man. This is just an overload, man. We have so much stuff going on.
Too much charisma
up in this bitch, man. It's crazy. I hope everybody's watching right now, man, because it was nuts. It was running like crazy. It was running fine. Then all of a sudden, just like, dropped out of the atmosphere left and right, but we're back. But and guys, if you guys are watching, I hope Master, you might want to check Mandito, do me a favor, running your phone and see we're already back live on our stream.
We are all right, good.
Like I said, once again, I'm sorry guys. For some reason we had the lights went out in our podcast and the internet went down, everything went down, everything's like paid. The bill's paid.
Do you use my credit card?
I use your Medicaid card.
Yeah, it's paid.
YouTube connection's still down.
I'm sorry?
The YouTube connection's still down.
Oh, YouTube's not up? Oh, it should jump up right now. But anyway, it's coming on Facebook. I'll upload the next episode up there. But guys, like I said, once again, I apologize for production is falling. Yeah. Little by little, it's too much charisma in here, guys.
Too much riz, literally.
Yeah. But before we go back, man, let me give a shout out to. This is so fucking hilarious. Big shout out to our sponsor. The electric company? No. Saved and Ink Tattoo Parlor located in particular with Freddie Honda. Guys, you're looking for a cheap tattoo, good artist, great work. Give Freddie Honda a call. Go to that QR code. Take you straight to his company. Let him know that you're interested. Let him know Chewing Who sent you guys. We got more sponsors coming up at the end of the month. We got a brand new batch. So we are looking forward to promoting those guys next month while we get that going. But AEP is going to be our number one sponsor, bros. But we are back with Three Back Production, man. And you were in the middle of the story that you were saying about, was it George, I think it was?
Yeah, I was saying that when we first started working together in this, we used to, after work, right, we'd have regular lives.
Right.
After work, go home, have dinner, you know, rested a little bit, and then Hook and I would just hit the streets in Brownsville, right? We'd be literally walking down the street, passing out push carts, right, flyers. In restaurants, apartment complexes, right? All the downtown Rondo, area.
Arlington,
San Benito, right? Those restaurants. We were all over. We would finish at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? There would always be, you know, Akira Jagatis, right? It's 2 o'clock.
I was like,
I was like,
But man, and then we'll be working, and then we'll stop to have tacos somewhere.
There you go.
Let's just go home.
Thank God for social media.
But now everything's different.
Right? Yeah, right. So, the networking and all that good stuff.
Those postcards really work.
They did.
Yeah.
Those are
the ones that you guys used to take
illegally
from interviews.
I won't say what we do that we shouldn't be doing. That was better.
Whatever you do, it's working, guys.
That's a whole different show.
Yeah.
We just do it for yes, obviously it's advertisement, but
right.
We have to really show our sponsors, right?
Right, right.
We're blessed having so many sponsors throughout the years that have really shown faith in us,
right?
Right, as a company,
right,
and,
right.
And they have, and we have become such a close friends with them. Mm-hmm. Been, we have some sponsors since day one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're celebrating what 18-19 years now, and
right.
And they've been with us since day one, right? Jeez. And their businesses have grown and developed, right? Our business has grown and developed, and we're still working together.
Right.
It's amazing. And Vale and Jorge have a lot to do with that, right? Just keeping the sponsors close and satisfied, right? Making sure that their names are passed out, right?
Right.
So whenever we're on the streets passing flyers and everything, we're also, you know, we're talking about our sponsors. We're talking about that, you know? And you may know, I mean, we all survive on sponsors. It's a real big help. I mean, it's hard to put things together, you know, at this caliber,
right,
without sponsors.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
And so we're extremely grateful. We really are, with all the sponsors that we've had for you know, so many years, right, and still faithfully with us today.
Right.
So I mean, it talks a lot about these guys and the work they put behind, mm-hmm. you know, the scene and. Putting all these packages together for the sponsors,
right.
But I mean, it's we've had some great stories. We've gone in trouble a lot of times.
At a city facility,
mm-hmm.
and we all know not to say politicians' names.
No, right.
And we give a microphone to somebody.
Oh no! Oh no!
By accident.
Yeah, I often do that. In my mouth, but
and then we have somebody else too that tends to forget. Right?
Now this guy right here. You give him the mic, we just start praying. We just start looking at each other. Oh man. Everybody else look at the mic. What is he gonna say? You know?
Hold your breath. Here we go.
He'll call the rest of his nicknames, and then they're telling me what's going on?
Yeah.
Who told him to say that? They want to kick his ass.
That's why everybody loves you, Coco.
Like,
you
know, yeah, I've been able to calm him down.
That's why they love him so much,
yeah,
bro.
He doesn't feel like him, but all right.
Yeah, we've been on the level as to getting a national sponsorship at times.
That's awesome, man.
Wow. That night of the Rey Mysterio,
mm-hmm.
it was major. Sponsorships.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I mean, what you guys are doing over there on that neck of the woods, guys, it's. I've seen the cards, and I know you have a card coming up soon. You want
next Saturday?
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, that's
the
map.
Well,
that's the map.
Go.
Yeah, like we're happy to announce that we're back with Triple A again. 2026. I signed a contract this past Friday.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're gonna be working with them one more year, thank God, and we're gonna start with a first show in Port Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're bringing Pimpinela, la novia
de
Mandito.
Ya tiene hotel listo y todo.
En la isla.
Ya dijo.
I need tapes,
I need visuals, I need photos, ladies and gentlemen.
More importantly, need measurements.
Se va a tener que agachar la pimpi, pero... viene la Pimpi, Pimpinela, and then we're bringing Fiscal, Aerostar, Chica Tormenta. We're bringing a new female wrestler that hasn't been here in the Valley, Centella. Okay. One of the new wrestlers for AAA. And los que no pueden faltar, los minis.
La parquita negra. Oh yeah, they always steal the show.
Yeah, the minis always steal the show.
I think that's one of my goals is to get one of the minis in here, man. Literally. Literally. I mean, we're kind of close. You know, we're almost there.
We're almost there, yeah.
I mean, we're almost there. We're like,
maybe
three quarters there.
We can shrink him a bit more.
No. We'll be throwing the dryer, maybe. Make sure it's a tub with no wrinkle. But yeah, that's awesome, man. I mean, I've seen the cards where you bring down Iguana? That was.
He was in PI.
Oh my gosh, dude!
Yeah,
I mean,
he was in PI. Yeah, last September.
Yeah. I was telling Maldito the last day ago. I had never really got into AAA that much until they did the whole Worlds Collide thing. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the wrestlers, like, okay, some of them I have seen switching channels, and I'll stop and watch this, you know. But when I saw Iguana, I was like, it got me quick. I'm like, holy crap. This guy's awesome.
A lot of fans wanted to see him. He was supposed to be in December. In December.
Oh, that's right.
For Texas Mania.
Yeah.
And WWE called him up.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to make it. But in September, Alberto was supposed to be here.
Right.
And he had that reality show that he did in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to go and record. So he had to miss our event. And people are sending Juana in his place. Iwana's been with at our events a bunch of times. That's awesome, man.
10 years.
And we've been about 10.
Yeah, he's been coming back for 8-10 years.
But you just say, my neighbor said, oiga, vecino, estoy bien habitado. ¿Qué pasó, vecino? Nunca me he tomado la foto con el iguana. That's your fault.
They were trying to toss you a hint there, but
and nobody would take pictures of them. That's the thing.
That's crazy.
And now look at him.
Six months ago, he became worldwide famous.
And see, and that's the lucha or the wrestling, however you want to call it. I admired. You know, he knows how to entertain the crowd. He knows how to look at a bad situation and turn it into a great situation.
Yeah.
And the guy's a technical wrestler in the freaking ring.
Yeah.
He's a great wrestler. Yeah. He's
an artist. You
know? Literally.
But they all are. They're all in their own special way. They're all amazing. You know what they do in the ring? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, we give them. I'm sure that many other promoters, you know, around Mexico and over here, give them the opportunity to sell their merchandise, and talk to the fans,
right?
And Iwana is one that, you know, always has people around him.
You know,
they want to talk, and he's very approachable,
right?
Likes to talk to the fans, right? So it's a great image for him. It really is.
Right.
He deserves to be very happy for him.
That's awesome that you guys are finalize the contract too. You have AAA coming in. Not only have them in your program, but here in the RGV, man. Exactly. That is the main thing on the dotted line, to have them in the RGV. You get a chance. These guys, I mean, not to put a patent on it too much, but to be associated with WWE, what's up with Mark, I'm going to call my real name. I'll call him the Undertaker himself. to have him involved in that, and then you being being associated with that.
We are somehow working together with them.
That's nuts, man. That's crazy. That's awesome.
I mean, Hulk has been able to bring in some big names, to 3BAT. We work with Randy Savio, huge name, Alberto del Rio, Demon Santo, obviously, we have
Kevin Cross.
We brought him.
That's the one that we wanted to bring again, Ricochet. Mm-hmm. We were only able to bring him once.
Right.
Now, people didn't recognize him as Prince Puma at the event, but after the match, they were all amazed.
Come on, the tattoo say, guys, come on.
They still didn't recognize him. They would ask, who's that guy sitting there at the meet and greet?
He was a very quiet guy, very mellow guy.
Yeah,
awesome guy.
Yeah, here.
Inside the ring,
Johnny Mundo has been here with us.
That's crazy.
Thunder Rosa.
You know what?
John Morrison.
John Morrison.
Yeah.
From WWE.
Penta Cero Miedo.
Oh,
okay.
Dude.
We worked with him so many times in Brownsville.
Hot ticket. That's another hot ticket.
So many times in Brownsville. Right.
He was supposed to be here for Hallowmania 15 in October 2024. And I booked them 6 months in advance, but then he calls me and he's like, hey, have you announced? No. Well, you want to hold on a little bit? And he told me what was going on. I was like, hey, that would be awesome.
I'm going to do a solid for my buddy. And it's a story about Penta, because he met him for the first time. It was over in another promotion. He got to meet him once, and he was selling T-shirts. My buddy's a hefty guy, okay? He was selling T-shirts, and he asked, "Hey man, give me a 2X." Yeah, you know, give him the shirt. All right, man, thank you. He was all excited because he got to meet and everything. He goes, he gets home, he puts it on, he's like, "What the hell?" Give him a 1X. Like, it's all right. I got it from his. I'm not gonna argue about it. So, Pete, if you're watching, send him a 2X. Hook him up.
Did he take the tag off or not? Yeah, I've seen it so many times, I didn't want to say it. It's not only Penta, it's Psycho. So they're like this. This is my size. Yeah, I've seen it so many times. That's how I like it. Did they take the tag off?
That's a chicken way of lose weight.
Besides being a great wrestler, that guy can sell.
I believe it, man.
At our events, he would sell 200 shirts.
Psycho Clown is always selling.
He sold 200 shirts an hour.
200 shirts an hour. That is nuts. That's nuts, dude. Maybe we need Penta to sell our show. We got caps and t-shirts that we'd love to sell.
Yeah, just knock off the dust.
Hey, they've been in storage, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of storage.
Well, that's awesome, man, to have that. Like I said, you guys promote it a lot on Facebook, a lot on Instagram, and what all the social medias you have. But, I mean, as far as the crowd turnout, I've seen the video because I've seen Mondo go live. You know, when he's out there, I'm always poking fun at him because, like, hey, you got you. That's got chavo, that's para. Because I can't see the fan. I can see the stadium full. But the crowd now, seeing from when you started the first time, I mean, I'm pretty sure the crowd was huge bringing Blue Demon and Santo in, you know, but you have that certain crowd that know what's going on.
Started at the peak.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you got to keep the bar high. Now, through the years, now you three gentlemen are running this. The productivity as far as the fans, how big has it gotten?
Pretty big than we expect. Usually, like in Brownsville, especially in Brownsville, we expect a crowd of no less than 3,000 people.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, that's you know.
If we see less than three, we're like, oh man, what happened?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
when we started doing PI, I told the manager at the event center, give us 3 or 4 shows, we'll fill it out.
I know, it's
amazing how Portobello, I mean, we're only 20 minutes away, right?
Right,
yeah.
It's a whole different market.
Mm-hmm. Our Brownsville crowd won't travel to PI. And the people from PI won't go to Brownsville. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Different faces. Completely different crowd.
Really?
Yeah, they'll be like, when we took Iwana in September,
mm-hmm.
They're like, when are you going to bring them to Brownsville? Like,
it was in PI. Yeah, exactly.
It's 20 minutes away. They were
right, exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
We got a totally different crowd.
Yeah, totally different crowd.
That's not
that's good. We really always have, you know, a lot of the normal fans, you know, whether we're in Brownsville or Portisville, they're there.
We have our core. But the general that, you know, fans.
In PI, the third event, I told the manager before the event, I was like, this place is too small for us. We need a bigger venue.
Right.
He looked at me and started laughing.
He goes, you don't realize what we're bringing.
He didn't realize what was going on.
Yeah.
By 7:20, I told him, we can't sell tickets no more. It's already packed. It's already full.
Wow.
It's a capacity.
and people were still outside.
And we would tell people it's like standing room only already, but there's a lot of people standing. Like
they're going to be pretty much shoulder to shoulder.
I'm not going to say no to money, but
packed like sardines inside. Right.
The city shut it down. You know.
Yeah, yeah, that's always dangerous. You know.
That's crazy, bro. That's
crazy. That happened to us at the Jacob Brown. Too many people would come in, and people would just leave.
We have to move back to the sports bar.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
The Jacob Brown became too small.
Damn, wow. Very blessed. That's amazing, man.
We got great fans.
And when Rey Mysterio, I think the final count was ended up being like 7,700.
Yeah.
Jesus.
People were calling me, hey, Valde, there's no more water, no more beer, no more this, no more that. What do you want me to do?
The city had to send the cops for the traffic.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow, man.
Yeah, it was people were grabbing the fence and the gates.
Like they were directing traffic on the expressway. It got
excuse me.
Well, Ribby Stadium that night, Ribby Stadium and
Brian Cage, Laredo Kid, and
Chavo Guerrero.
Ray and Laredo against Brian Cage and Sammy Guevara. That was a match.
That's
right now, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, fans
that night, fans came from Houston,
Corpus,
San Antonio. They drove all the way over here to the event. Jesus,
man, that's amazing.
Like, hey, where are you coming from? Houston. And Ray Sherman, he was just world act, man. He was great with the fans.
He's a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
He is. He really is. He participated in all the autograph signing sessions. Went out to eat with us.
When we got him after his match, he got mad at us because we pulled him on. There was a lot of fans wanting to take pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So we
got him to stories, and he's really about
the locker room.
Really,
we got him to the locker room.
He'll stay there. He'll stay there.
And he told me, "What's going on? Why did you do that?" It's like we had that issue with Alberto, and it went crazy. So this time we were ready.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled you out, and he's a lot smarter than Alberto. So he went out. Took pictures, signed autographs.
He just went out.
He went out.
Changed masks and everything. He went outside.
Yeah.
And just talking.
Wow.
Nice. That's awesome.
It was
bro.
A class act.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the things that, you know.
And then you talk to him, and he's just so down to earth. You know, you if you didn't know who he was, he's just a great guy.
Sounds like City of Rounds really needs to give them their own venue.
Literally. Yeah. Literally, a underground for you guys.
Yeah.
We've been blessed because the city of Brownsville support us, you know.
Yeah, they do. They've been great with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They help us a lot with the park. They help us a lot with publicity now. Yeah, they're seeing the results, and that we do care about bringing events to Brownsville.
Yeah.
So we haven't gone to McAllen. That's the only reason why, because we prefer the crowd from McAllen comes to Brownsville.
Right. Right.
That's our hometown.
Well, we said it. Jorge and I work together, so we sell tickets there, and I'm the one in charge of the tickets. One day, a lady walks in with a northern accent. I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Baltimore, Maryland."
Ooh.
I said, "So, are you on vacation?" She said, "No, I came down to take my brother to your wrestling event."
Wow!
Yeah.
And then we've had people from Chicago or. Yeah, they just come for the event.
That's awesome, man.
We had an event in Dallas.
We had a fan from Dallas.
Yeah, and he came to ours in Brownsville.
Instead of going to the one in Dallas. The last one we did.
And I told him, hey, we're going to be over there. No, I want to go see yours.
Okay.
Because they assume that because it's in Brownsville, it's going to be bigger or whatever.
Right.
If we're on tour, it's going to be basically the same.
Right, right.
People, but.
You know, this year, it's going to happen again, right? Pretty much
2026. Yeah, 2026, we're doing it again. Yes.
It's,
we're trying, we're
it,
working.
It's a lot of fun when we go on the road with the wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of great stories. Real great stories.
He used to have a bus.
I wish I could go with him, but I'm very blessed just to work with, you know.
To be a part,
we did that Rey Mysterio
the bus. We need to make a book about the bus.
That's it'll take the whole episode.
Just let them know who was on the bus, and then that'll be the to be continued.
No, right, the cliffhanger. I want to hear who was on the bus.
In the bus was Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
Demon.
Oh, shit.
Penta.
Phoenix, right?
John Morrison.
Morrison, Cage.
Taya. Dulce.
Which is Sexy Star. Okay. Huracán Ramírez.
Oh my God.
Fishman. Máscara Sagrada.
Jack Evans. Laredo Kid. And we were all cruising in Odessa, Texas.
And how many 20,
water,
how
and
many
we ended 20 up packs? In a Whataburger at 2 o'clock in the morning.
How many 20 packs were in the bus? That's what I want.
Water.
And Diet Coke.
It was funny because a couple of friends of mine, our families, we like to travel together.
Right.
Right. And shout out to Beto Leal. we purchased a church bus.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And we all pitched in, right? Because we were gonna go to Vegas, right? And we were gonna go to baseball games to California.
Right.
So let's just buy the bus, right? And it cost us $5,000, right? So
all right.
We all put $1,000. We bought it, right? Five friends, and the bus still had the church name on the side. It was old.
It was blue.
We called the bus Bob, right?
Oh, my God.
And we had to be in Odessa, right, with the wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jorge said, hey, Freddy, let's just go in the bus, right?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, the church bus? Okay, let's go in the church bus, right? And
we needed a car to move all the wrestlers.
Yeah.
We needed cars.
Yeah, it was going to be a lot of us.
How dare you, Freddy? How dare you not know better, Freddy?
Let's just take the bus. And we drove overnight, okay? After we finished Brownsville, we got on the road. Okay, and Odessa is not next door.
No, it's not.
And
it's a drive.
Bus,
that bus was going slow, right?
I can only imagine checkpoint.
A lot of pit stops, right?
Not checkpoints, pit stops.
Oh, Jesus.
Refueling.
Jesus.
Story,
you know what? I'm gonna hold you in that story because I want to hear the whole entire story, on another episode. Because I mean, this one already.
That one is it's a crazy story.
Because if you tell the story, we're probably gonna get the lights knocked out again, bro.
That was crazy. That was crazy. But it was fun.
I was gonna come to you real quick.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, just want to say, first of all, we're already about an hour and some minutes already over, but that's with the cutoff, anyways. But
yeah.
The first thing I want to say is, one of the last questions I want to ask each one of you, if the whole Three Bad thing didn't perform, didn't come out to what it was planned, you know, what would you be doing different right now?
Well, first of all, it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned.
No, but
things we've been doing, like,
yeah.
We all have real jobs.
Yeah, right.
But let's say it started, and we all had an input on getting it to go.
Right, right.
I always tell her, think if it were 20 years back. He said, yeah, Roberto Figueroa would be 18 years old. It wouldn't have worked. You know, but...
I don't know if I would have done it both.
Right.
Remember
those days?
I grew up with Three Bad, right? And wrestling and, yeah, like my daughters, they're like, oh, yeah,
we have stories.
They remember the part where they were selling popcorn, and all that. It's like putting up chairs.
Yeah.
Right.
So they have those great memories.
Yeah.
What we'll be doing today, I think exactly the same thing that we're doing today. I consider all of us workaholics. We really do.
Right.
And I manage a medical clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he obviously has his business, right? That mm-hmm. I proudly announce all the time.
Yeah. Represent.
You know, all the stuff. I don't think that. We've been working for so many years, and we've been doing exactly the same thing. So, Three Bad just happened to be a band-aid on something that I was going through.
Right.
It was supposed to just make enough to make light bill. Right?
Help out with the finances.
Mm-hmm. Help out with the finances. I mean, we were really upside down, right? And so it was a need,
mm-hmm.
right? True serendipity, right? It wasn't supposed to happen like this,
mm-hmm.
right? But man, God works in mysterious ways, right?
You're telling me. You're telling me to have you guys here. It does work in mysterious ways.
He really does. And we've been there, like, to the point where we're about to quit or retire.
It keeps getting
too
better and better.
Too much passion. And Jorge said it. He said it very well. It's not about the money. It's really not. Mm-hmm. Right? Do we do well? Yes. Thank God. Right? But it's not about the money. Right? It's about
seeing the people's faces during the event. We're fed up the week of, but then the Saturday night after the event, and we're drinking a beer, and we're like,
just to see two dudes in a ring beat the crap out of each other just makes you feel good.
Yeah, the wrestlers always ask you, ¿qué le pareció mi lucha, jefe? I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah. I'm sure you did great. I hate to tell him, you know, I did, but no.
Have you guys ever been to the Brownsville Sports Park?
I've been there only once.
So we're in the actual big soccer field.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
The stadium. So we have an entrance here, and then they could walk in and go up to the bleachers or go down ringside.
Right.
And then all our sponsors. Well, the locker room's complete opposite.
On the opposite side.
And then the parking is way over there. So
a big bang.
We've been blessed that the city also gives us golf carts.
I want one.
Jorge doesn't need it because he's working the locker room and back and forth.
Right.
But you got wrestlers call somebody that doesn't answer. Valde, come open the gate. Or we have an issue at the front gate. So there you go. Before I used to walk it, you're talking about...
He's getting old.
From 6 to 10 o'clock, try doing 28,000 steps.
Ooh, baby.
No, we're driving now. Yeah.
So, you know...
And they take the keys away.
Don't touch my golf cart, man.
I put the keys in my pocket.
Hey, how do you actually... As far as he's actually
ever
been there, man. Why don't you join us in
March?
March, we're gonna
live
28. Oh my gosh!
Right there. You'll see it with
your own eyes, and
dude,
you know that. One of the things that we do is we help people.
Yeah, sure, whatever. You can be inside the luggage.
Well, one of the things that we do is all of us are known for is to help people. And we do it in a silent way. Earlier, I won't say what or whatever, guy comes and gets a donation I gave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He says, no, you're not. Nobody needs to know. And that's how we operate. Yes, we want people to know about 3Bet.
Right.
Go to our shows.
Right.
But if we help, like, let's say you guys. A lot of people will ask me, hey, one thing, will you share my post? First thing I'm going to ask you, have you ever shared mine?
Right.
And then that hurts. Mm. That bites you in the butt.
Yeah, it does.
Free. You know, you can share mine and I'll share yours.
Yeah.
But we're all willing to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and make each other grow.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like we weren't born knowing everything.
Yeah,
we all need a little bit of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Jorge and I deal with each other every day, all day.
They fight every day.
You know, but...
No, not really.
I know what he wants.
Don't start it, bro.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
I won't even say that. I just walked.
Jorge's rather just
walk through the office.
He just takes off.
I just walk through the office and I take a 5-minute nap. And I just hear him going at it.
You know, we know what we have to do and we're going to get it done. You know, and at the end of the day,
and then you don't fight for them, you just listen to me.
Yeah, the business is got to make money, and that's what
we have such a great relationship, you know, working relationship.
It sounds like it, man. And I think that, yeah.
And I love working with these guys.
Yeah, we get on each other's nerves, and then at the end of the night, we just have beers together. We just
hugging. What did you say?
It's a band of brothers. Right?
That's what it's all about. Congratulations, partners. That's the way to do it.
Hey,
yeah, let's go home.
Hey, you know I was right. All right?
Yeah. And then we don't talk on Sunday, so the shows are usually on Saturdays, right? We don't talk to each other on Sunday. Hey, don't call me.
You won't answer the phone.
No, man.
I don't want to know anything.
After an event like that, you don't want to be bothered, no. Bro.
No. I've learned that the hard way.
I'm like,
Rasmus didn't get picked up. I'm calling Fernando. You don't answer. That was years ago.
Yeah, man.
And then Monday, okay. What's next?
Right.
It starts again, right.
Yeah. And then people think that it's just, we're going to do an event in March, or let's say today in March, and we just planned it.
No, right.
That started last year. We're already working the full year and then 2027.
Yeah.
And people are like, really? Like, yeah. You know, we're not. Jorge can. He can delay things or whatever.
Right.
But my brain doesn't. And that's the thing, is that we're different in that sense.
Right.
That it works. Because he's the one in the middle. Whether he could be on time or be late.
Right.
And Jorge's like, let's wait a little bit. You know.
But I want to go now.
You know, but
this guy's ready to go. But it, tonight we're like,
But it works.
But
he's actually like 40 years old.
I understand exactly how you feel.
But it works.
You used to have long hair when we met.
Oh.
And then he met Jorge and I.
Look at the guy next to you.
What do you mean?
But yeah.
I had a long time ago.
I don't remember, Mando.
I got pictures, buddy. Don't worry. I'll
because I started doing more and that's why I started shaking.
Yeah.
We
Excuse.
No, it's wisdom.
We all can't be the same because it wouldn't work.
Exactly. It got to be a little different between all three of y'all. Yeah, I just totally understand.
You know, there's... I respect all these three guys. Yeah. I love them a lot. You know, I've been with them for I don't know how many years. I'm very blessed to actually work with these guys.
Yeah.
And I love it because of them. I've known a lot of wrestlers. I've worked with a lot of wrestlers.
Yeah.
I started as your all's referee. Remember that I started as their referee. And I remember they had somebody else as a ring announcer. And just one
day. Now, he was great.
Yeah.
Man, we miss him.
He didn't know. Is he serious or what?
Good, you made a leap.
I'll make you do this.
No, guys. First thing I want to say. First, we're going to go and shut out. We're going to shut lights out, Dari.
Again?
Yes, unfortunately. Again.
This time legally.
Legally, yeah, the right way. But I want to say thank you for coming by, having a little fun, even though we did have some technical difficulty with so much awesomeness on this podcast today.
Yeah.
Too much. To have you guys in here, interviewing you guys is not only fun, but it's an honor. First of all, knowing the background of everything. I mean, we've had... When we got to interview Rudy Boy with something, it was like, wow. They go, wow, I can't believe I have him here. And then having you guys here and having the promotions from Inside the Valley also here. I mean, having all these wrestling promotions just coming left and right. And that's the reason why Chu and I decided, you know what, we gotta help push this bad boy as much as we can. This is entertainment that the Valley needs right now. You know, the situation that's going on and everything, this is just something to blow off steam.
Yeah.
You know, and to have you guys here is an honor, man. And with all the people you've worked with, the promotions you guys are doing, it's great, man. Especially the way you say it. It's not for the money, it's for the community. And yeah. that's what it's all about.
Right.
And I appreciate you guys for everything you guys do, bringing the entertainment here in the RGB. I really do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the end of the show, it's something new that we're doing. And like I said, every third week of the month, you guys have the floor. You guys can nominate somebody to come into the podcast to get interviewed. Or... You can let me know who you want.
But there's more. Like he hasn't said. Let's say what three bat means.
Go for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't got to that story
yet. Well, then we gotta bring you back then.
But then, you know, there's other things that weren't said tonight. You know, we just.
Yeah, Three Bad actually has a very special meaning.
Right. Okay. Because people think Three Bad is.
Exactly.
And that's not where it started.
All right.
So that's a whole other.
You got beaten up by a bad man.
Three of them. Yeah, it's a very special. Very special.
So what we say next month, third week of the month, we have you come in by yourself.
With Mondo or without?
Without Mondo.
Okay.
Have you come in and give us the full story and everything.
You can
spill the beans, pretty much.
Spill the beans. Don't
worry, we'll put the childproof locks. If you couldn't get it last time, you won't get it again.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so in... third week of next month, we'll have you back on the pod representing 3Bet, and we'll take you from there. All right? All right. You heard it. You're
February
19th? Yeah. Around there, yeah.
Will we be busy? Will you be?
Well, we'll get to that. We'll figure it out. Like I said, if not, send me somebody that we can promote you guys.
I'm going to be in my plan. I can't get back on Wednesday.
We'll definitely, keep you guys posted. But
thank you.
We'd love to have them back on, man.
Everyone can stay in contact as long as they scan the QR code.
Yeah, that's the QR code, guys. Let me put it up there for you guys. Keep in contact of all the promotions that are going on right there. 3Bad Productions. Let me put them on the screen there, right there. That QR code will take you straight to all the social medias that they have, especially Facebook, where everything is available to find out what show's coming up, who's in town. They got a big show next week on Saturday.
Saturday, February 31st, yes. Port Isabel, Event and Cultural Center.
Guys, what time does the event start?
8:00.
There you go. There's no excuse, all right? You can make it there. I don't need to throw this out there to you guys, but Royal Rumble starts early. So after that, you can go watch some actual live wrestling, guys. This is what
bring your own chairs, your own beer, your own water, your own snacks.
And your own bag.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's going to be a Royal Rumble in itself when you're in the apartment with them. But guys.
The party line.
I know who wins.
Every time.
Yeah. We all know who wins.
Yeah, that's why he keeps coming back. no point intended. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take the gratitude of you guys asking. Guys, thank you so much again.
Thank you
for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys taking the time to come and have a little fun with us on our podcast. Apologies about the whole shutdown. Too much awesomeness on the camera, internet. Yes, Mondo, the bill was paid, so shut your face. But
I didn't talk crazy all night.
That's why it was so successful.
What?
It was beautiful. Thank you so much, Mondo.
I was trying to think about that next week.
You see, dude, we didn't have to bring the muzzle. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. And like I said, in 3 weeks, we'll see you again, all right?
Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for the night. Episode 277. It got chopped up, but we finished it off. Chew, what did you think, man?
It was a great show as usual, dude. But I can't help but think about something that Mondo said during the show. It was.
Well, in that case, now that he's Chew's going to a seizure and he's passed out. Can you sign us off, Chew? Yeah, he said he is Chew. And we'll see you next week, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Keep on the lookout. We got a special guest coming in next week. I won't tell you who it is. You gotta. Keep in check at all times, guys. And like always, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, gamers, peace out.